Jai Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Pri Vradya Chaja Stotra Satya Sri Simad Sri Vinyasa Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Sri La Prabhupada Ki Namacharya Sri La Haridas Thakur Ki Samavata Bhakti Vrinda Ki Harinama Sankirtana Ki Granta Rajma Bhagavatam Ki Danitai Gaura Pimanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees, to gloire de vos assemblées, to gloire de vos assemblées, to gloire de vos assemblées. All glories to Sri Guru and to Sri Gauranga, all glories to Sri Prabhupada. The Sunday feast, morning jagya, the cut up. Yeah.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki. So we are reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Madhya Lila, chapter number 20, entitled Lord Chaitanya Instructs Sanatan Goswami. Okay. Okay, let's see. Well, it's text 140. 140. The marker here, yeah. So, yeah. It goes till... it goes till 375. More, actually. Close to 400. Yeah. I go back 20 verses. We should go back 20 verses? Okay. Yeah. So we will begin at verse 120. Sadhu Shastra Kripaya Yadi Krishnan Mukahaya Se Jiva Nistare Maya Tahare Chadaya. If the conditioned soul becomes Krishna conscious by the mercy of saintly persons who voluntarily preach scriptural injunctions and help him to become Krishna conscious, the conditioned soul is liberated from the clutches of Maya, who gives him up. Purport. You read the purport also, right? Yeah. A conditioned soul is one who has forgotten Krishna as his eternal master, thinking that he is enjoying the material world. The conditioned soul suffers the threefold miseries of material existence. Saintly persons, sadhus, Vaishnava devotees of the Lord, preach
Krishna consciousness on the basis of the Vedic literature. It is only by their mercy that the conditioned soul is awakened to Krishna consciousness. When awakened, he is no longer eager to enjoy the materialistic way of life. Instead, he devotes himself to the loving, transcendental service of the Lord. When one engages in the Lord's devotional service, he becomes detached from material enjoyment. Bhakti paresanubhavu viraktir anyatra chaisa trika ekka kalaha, from Srimad Bhagavatam 11.2.42. And Prabhupada goes on to explain, this is the test by which one can tell whether he is advancing in devotional service. One must be detached from material enjoyment. Such detachment means that Maya has actually given the conditioned soul liberation from illusory enjoyment. When one is advanced in Krishna consciousness, he does not consider himself as good as Krishna. Whenever he thinks that he is the enjoyer of material advantages, he is imprisoned in the bodily conception. However, when he is freed from the bodily conception, he is engaged in devotional service, which is his actual position of freedom from the clutches of Maya. This is all explained in the following verse from the Bhagavad Gita. Daiviyesha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya mam eva ye prapadyante mayam etam tarantite, which is translated, this divine energy of mine consisting of the three modes of material nature is difficult to overcome, but those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. So, nice explanation regarding the difference between conditioned soul and liberated soul. Before we come to Krishna consciousness, we are all conditioned souls. And even during Krishna consciousness, for some indefinite period of time, it depends completely on us, we remain more or less conditioned. But the good news, the good news is that we have very good hope, we have all hope to one day completely become deconditioned, detoxified. So in the beginning, actually, and that is, it's like trying to, it's trying to enjoy sweet rice that has been mixed with salt or whatever, yeah. that's also explained in the Bhagavad Gita that material advancement or material enjoyment and spiritual enjoyment go ill together. It's like the water and oil doesn't mix well. but again, what's nicely explained here is that the more we engage in the Lord's devotional activities, like cutting potatoes on Sunday for the Sunday feast and such such kind of activities, then the more we absorb ourselves in devotional service, then knowingly or not unknowingly, consciously or unconsciously, we become purified. And that purification will gradually bring us to the point of liking to cut those potatoes. Not only liking to eat them. Yeah. So devotional service will actually become appealing, pleasurable, attractive. Yeah. Yes. Yes. So and Prabhupada nicely explains that the test of whether we are advancing or not is how much are we still attracted to Maya. Because Maya is very, as Prabhupada mentions here, I mean, Krishna mentions in the purport that this Maya, this Mohini Prakriti, isn't it, that is described in the Bhagavad Gita, very, very difficult to overcome. And it can only be overcome when we are fortunate to come in contact with Vaishnavas, with devotees of the Lord. And devotees of the Lord are generally found in temples and doing, you know, Harinam and doing all kinds of devotional activities. We will continue to read here. If anyone has some realizations to share, but be careful, don't cut your fingers as you share your realizations.
Okay. The path of liberation becomes very easily, taken up only by the mercy of the Vaishnavas, because they're on that path. But no one else in this world knows that the path is easy.
Yeah, right.
They think they're all right in this world.
Yes.
The devotees are gradually realizing it's not a nice place.
Yes. Yeah, the word nasty is quite appropriate.
But because of our very deeply rooted desire to enjoy separate from Krishna, we don't see it nasty.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not that bad after all. Yes.
So once the advanced soul knows reality of Krishna is...
Yes. Not a fit place for a gentleman, absolutely. don't destroy the temple property. So text 122, actually, because I read both 120 and 21. 121 was actually the verse Daiviyesha Gunamayi. Okay. 122. Maya Mugdha Jivera Nahi Svata Krishna Gyanam Jivere Kripaya Kaila Krishna Veda Purana. The conditioned soul cannot revive his Krishna consciousness by his own effort. But out of causeless mercy, Lord Krishna compiled the Vedic literature and its supplements, the Puranas. So here we're getting another dimension. Actually, one cannot become liberated from the material world without sadhu, without the association, without coming in contact with saintly persons. Also of importance are Vedic literatures compiled by the Lord Himself in His incarnation as Srila Vyasadeva. So we'll read the purport here. So we all know three things, right? Sadhu, Guru, Shastra. So here's mentioned, we mentioned about Sadhu, here's mentioned about Shastra. Purport, a conditioned soul is bewildered by the Lord's illusory energy, Maya. Maya's business is to keep the conditioned soul forgetful of his real relationship with Krishna. Thus, the living entity forgets his real identity as spirit soul, Brahman, and instead of realizing his factual position, thinks himself the product of the material energy. According to Srimad Bhagavatam 175, Yaya samohita jiva atmanam trigunatmakam patro paropi manute nartham tat kritam chabhi padyate. Translation, due to this external energy, the living entity, although transcendental to the three modes of material nature, thinks of himself as a material product and thus undergoes the reaction of material miseries. This is a description of Maya's action upon the conditioned soul, thinking himself a product of the material energy. The conditioned soul engages in the service of the material energy in so many ways. He becomes a servant of lust, anger, greed, and envy. In this way, one totally becomes a servant of the illusory energy. A soul sold out to the material energy. Later, the bewildered soul becomes a servant of mental speculation. But in any case, he is simply covered by the illusory energy. Out of his causeless mercy and compassion, Krishna has compiled various Vedic literatures in his incarnation as Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva is the Shaktivesh avatar of Lord Krishna. He has very kindly, Shaktivesh avatar, especially empowered, six kinds of avatars, that is one of them, Shaktivesh avatar. It is said that Lord Jesus was Shaktivesh avatar, especially empowered. Actually, after Srila Prabhupada's, a few days after Srila Prabhupada's departure in Vrindavan, one sannyasi from the Gaudiya Math referred to Srila Prabhupada as Shaktivesh avatar. Because unless one is especially empowered to do something very extraordinary, it's just not possible. So there are many Shaktivesh avatars who come. Srila Vyasadeva, he was especially empowered, as we know, to compile, to put into writing all of the Vedic literatures, which he did with the help of many scholars and other teachers 5,000 years ago, yeah. And this has all been nicely summarized for our benefit, especially by Srila Prabhupada, and before that by the Goswamis of Vrindavan. Yeah, by the Goswamis of Vrindavan, as ordered by Lord Chaitanya. So Prabhupada continues here, the last portion of this purport. Srila Vyasadeva has very kindly presented these literatures to awaken the conditioned soul to his senses. Unfortunately, at the present moment, and Prabhupada reminds us of this in many, many purports throughout his books, at the present moment, the conditioned souls are guided by demons. Who do not care to read the Vedic literatures? That was one of Srila Prabhupada's requests many years ago when he went to India specifically. Actually, Prabhupada was here in Montreal, and he was supposed to stay longer, and then he went very quickly to India because he had opportunity to meet with Indira Gandhi. And one of the purposes, or one of the 10 points that Prabhupada had, was to request that each minister in India, before going to the cabinet in the morning, before going to parliament, that they hear Srimad Bhagavatam, that they attend Srimad Bhagavatam class. Yeah. But it never happened. Maybe in the new government it might happen, but so it means that presently demons who are in leadership position do not care to read the Vedic literatures. Although there is an immense treasure house of knowledge, people are engaged in reading useless literature that will give them no information how to get out of the clutches of Maya. Rather, that information will give them an opportunity to become more conditioned. The purpose of the Vedic literatures is explained in the following verse. Okay, this is interesting. It doesn't give the reference, but here's a verse. Shastra guru atma rupe apanare jana janana Krishna mora prabhu tratta jivera hai jnana. The translation, and there's a purport as well. The forgetful conditioned soul is educated by Krishna through the Vedic literatures, the spiritual master, and the super soul. Through these he can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead as he is, and he can understand that Lord Krishna is his eternal master and deliverer from the clutches of Maya. In this way, one can acquire real knowledge of his conditioned life and can come to understand how to attain liberation. So, quite some years back, one of our great acharyas, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he wrote a small but very powerful book entitled, Dasamula Tattva. Dasamula Tattva. Tattva. Tattva means absolute truth. What is truth? And he summarized the absolute truth actually in 10 different points. And the first one was, the first point of the 10 actually was in connection with this very point being made here, that all knowledge that we can acquire, all information that we need begins or comes from Vedas, Shastra. So, means if we didn't have Shastra, we would be lost souls. Because sadhus, they speak from Shastra. So if there's no Shastra, they have nothing to speak about. Isn't it? Yeah. Saintly persons, they have heard from Shastra. They have heard from other sadhus who themselves heard from Shastra, that is the parampara system. And it means that Shastra is not different from Krishna. So therefore, when we hear from Shastra, means we are coming in contact with Krishna. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada, he established the system of hearing every day, as we know, in the morning, from Srimad Bhagavatam. And in the evening, we're supposed to hear from Bhagavad Gita if we're not doing some preaching activity or if we're not in Maya. but Prabhupada is making the point that actually those who are allured by the material energy, those who are demons, those who are materialistic persons, those who are atheistic in nature, they don't care about Shastra. They like to hear their own sound vibration. Isn't it ordinary people who are not devotees, they like to talk a lot, generally. So Prabhupada gives a purport here to this verse that is explaining how Shastra, Guru, and Atma Atma here means Paramatma, Super Soul. They are the meant to be the guiding principle. The reference is not, anyways, it's part of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Here's the purport. Being forgetful of his real position, the conditioned soul may take help from Shastra, Guru, and the Super Soul within his heart. Krishna is situated within everyone's heart as a Super Soul, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita 1861, Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Riddeshe Arjuna Tistati Brahmayan Sarvabhutani Yantra Rudhani Mayaya, which is translated as follows: the Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy. So in the purport, Prabhupada continues, as the Shaktivish avatar, Vyasadev, Krishna teaches the conditioned soul through the Vedic literatures. Krishna externally appears as the spiritual master and trains the conditioned soul to come to Krishna consciousness. When his original Krishna consciousness is revived, the conditioned soul is delivered from the material clutches. Thus, a conditioned soul is always helped by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in three ways: the scriptures, the spiritual master, and the super soul within the heart. Of course, Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra is another way. In other words, it's similar. Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. Here it's Shastra, Guru, and super soul. Interesting, huh? Krishna consciousness has different twists. If you look this way, you see this way. If you look down, yeah. The Lord is the deliverer of the conditioned soul and is accepted as the Supreme Lord of all living entities. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, 1866, Srila Prabhupada, as we can see here, and as we see in so many purports, is always coming back or referring to the Bhagavad Gita, because Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha yishyami ma shuchaha. Abandon all varieties of religion, means material religion or material beliefs, and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. This same instruction is found throughout all Vedic literatures. Sadhu, Shastra, and Guru act as the representative of Krishna. Here, Prabhupada is telling Sadhu, Shastra, and Guru act as the representatives of Krishna, and the Krishna consciousness movement is also taking place all over the universe. Whoever takes advantage of this opportunity becomes liberated. So this movement is meant to liberate all of us from the clutches of Maya. Hari Bol. Yeah, right. Yeah, real freedom. Yeah, the real one. The real one is this one, Krishna, Vishnu, Vaishnava. Yeah, somebody got lost along the way, you know. But the real this is Vishnu. Yeah, Vaishnavas. yes.
This Guru, Shastra, Sadhu.
Yeah, Sudhu, Sadhu, Krishna.
That's the external. And the super soul is the internal.
External is, Sadhu is external, Shastra is external, and
outside of us,
yeah. And so, Krishna. Sorry. Yeah, Antarjami. No, good point, actually. He's making a very good point here. I hope no one's in Maya and listening here. So the point that Vedavyasa Prabhu is telling is that Krishna is so kind, he's so kind that he's helping us both externally and internally. Because when we're in Maya, we don't know the difference. We don't know there's an internal or external. We're in Maya. So Krishna is very kind. Externally, he helps us in three ways. It's because we're so out of it. It's like bang, bang, bang. Huh? Yeah, yeah, right. It's like, you know, one, two, three, knockout, you know. Like in boxing, right? So, if sadhu doesn't work, then, you know, guru will, you know, and if guru doesn't work, shastra will. One of the three is so, that's Krishna's master plan, you know, Krishna's plan. And then he's helping us within a super soul, yeah.
My point is that...
Oh, another point.
He's referring to this.
Yeah.
So it's guru, shastra, sadhu.
Yeah.
Thank God. And
yes.
This super soul, Bhagavad Gita explains how to reach the super soul.
Bhagavad Gita explains how to reach the super soul. Tell us.
I don't know. Oh. and what I'm referring to is that we have so many references if we listen to ourselves, how Krishna speaks to us. And if we are honest with ourselves, we have so many references how we don't listen to the super soul.
Yes.
It's not because it's not there. It's because we purposely don't want to. We want to avoid it.
We want to avoid him. Yes. 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 So if I understand correctly, the point you're making is that actually the super soul, who is situated within our heart, is constantly trying to tell us things.
Yeah.
But we are constantly trying to avoid him.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, sometimes, I know one devotee, each time he has a material question, he doesn't read books, he doesn't ask anybody. He asked the super soul.
Uh-huh.
And he always has an answer.
He always has an answer.
You have to be very good.
I'm not referring to myself. So, but he asks questions and he has answers and he's very efficient.
Uh-huh. Are you saying that we shouldn't read literatures?
Oh, no.
No. Yes.
Well, it's been experienced by many.
Yeah.
Thinking, yes, I would like to find out more about this or that. And then Krishna directs us to open Prabhupada's books and we find the answer.
Right there, yeah.
Exactly as we were hoping to get the right answer.
Yes.
We've all had this experience.
Yes, yes.
Which again proves that Prabhupada and Krishna speaking are not different because Prabhupada is guided by Krishna. It's like
yes.
Totally coming from Krishna.
Correct. Correct.
If you think you have got a better answer than Prabhupada, then
yes.
But of course, we have our own personal realizations. They should be totally in harmony.
Absolutely. Yes.
We have to always check.
Yes.
Always healing.
So I think Prabhupada explains like this. This is our check and balance system, isn't it? Yeah. Check and balance system, like in accounting, you know. So this sadhu, guru, and shastra, yeah. If they all point in the same direction, if they all support one another, then we are, you know, okay. Yeah. So it's good to have three, actually. It's good. It's safer. It is safer to have three.
From my experience of reading on a regular basis.
He likes to read, by the way. Anyway, it's good. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
On a regular basis. I'm blessed to love to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes.
Every day, those who experience the light, and you go and read, and it's like magic that it's talking about what you're experiencing, and it's giving the answer.
Mm.
So every day, sometimes something happens to be very traumatic or very simple, and then at night you sit there and you read and go, how can this time, like it takes you years to read the Bhagavad Gita, the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. And at that day, at that time, right there, the answer to that thing is
it's like magic.
Krishna's talking to you.
That's a nice realization. It does happen like that. It's a fact.
Very often.
Well, you're one of the blessed souls. Yeah.
Also, good point. Krishna uses so many good instruments, including devotees.
Yes.
And we're hearing it from us, or we're hearing a conversation, a philosophical discussion.
Yes.
Some point comes in, look at that.
Yeah. Yes.
He's helping me clarify.
Yes. So, weeks. Yeah. Right. Yes. Yeah.
That's why association is so important.
Yes. We simply have to be a little receptive, and we need to have a desire to want to hear, to want to advance, to want to understand. And when Krishna sees, Prabhupada speaks very often about the element of sincerity. If we are sincere, Krishna will help in so many different ways, actually. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
And Prabhupada very frequently said that we need to have a healthy fear of Maya.
Yes.
But also it's said that the devotee of Maya carries the devotee like a deer in the mouth of a tiger is dead. But that same tiger will carry its child very safely to protection.
Right. Yes. Yeah, we should approach Maya with folded hands. We should be understanding that it is an extremely, as we have read, extremely powerful agent of Krishna, and we should keep our good distant and in awe and reverence understand that she's extremely powerful. I mean, in the Brahma Samhita we worship, we recognize Durga Devi, and of course people in India especially they engage very often, but without the proper understanding. So actually for a devotee we are meant. And that's the instruction of Krishna. In that verse, Mahatmanastamam Partam Daivim Prakritim Asritaha. So we will become completely protected by the Maya energy as long as we remain fully under, the Daivi. The Daivi Prakriti. So yes, Daivi Prakriti is devotional service, the emblem of which is Srimati Radharani, and the source of which is Srimati Radharani, yes. So that is our we're aware of Maya, we because Krishna's material energy is glorious in the sense that it is his energy and all powerful, but we keep our respectful distance from Maya. We know that if we're not cautious at any moment, we can, until we are leaving this material world, then we have to be always extremely cautious. Yes.
Very nice. Also, at the beginning of the soul is in the grip, clutches of Maya.
Yes.
Only by Krishna's will or permission does the Maya lose the soul.
Yes.
Just like there are many Kali worshippers, but they're not Vaishnavas.
Right.
They want to simply get the blessing of Kali. Oh, Kali, give me whatever I need to cure.
Yes.
Material
purposes. Yeah. And,
but we are respectful to Kali or Durga of ill nature because she's a servant of Krishna.
Yes.
She can also help us.
Yes.
Go to Krishna.
Yes.
If we do the right thing.
Right.
And we're getting our 100%. We go to surrender to Krishna and the mind will actually help us.
Yes.
But we're not. That's not helpful. Filter. Bad desires, and she may punish us as Krishna allows.
Right.
Or Krishna can also let her not punish us. I mean, you know,
right.
It's easy. Parameshwara.
Yes.
Whatever is happening, sometimes with ill nature, like some of the devotees will get sick and they'll even face really heavy, up to the point of death, even violent death.
Right.
Beyond
our
understanding,
but Krishna's
always
the
truth.
Yeah. Somebody have. Oh, okay. Yes.
Buying time and full engagement. Devotional service, false identification is digested. Like food that you put, you shut down the stomach in 4 or 5 hours, digested.
Uh-huh. Nice point. Yes.
Yeah, to make the point interesting, thank you, Mataji. Yeah, there is one thing that I thought about, where to become fearful of mind.
Mm.
Because this question is regarding fear. And I thought about this, and just like there is a spiritual world, there is Krishna, there's the living entities, and we all eternal, so is Maya. And because the material energy is eternal, we can be eternally conditioned, so therefore we should be fearful of being eternally conditioned so that we can be separated from Krishna also eternally, and that could create also a certain healthy fear.
Mm-hmm.
How's that?
Yeah.
Because we identify with the false comfort of being in life. As you said, we don't feel in danger in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the pure devotee, he's transcended material nature's influence, so he's really fearless. But our fearlessness is a fool's paradise. In other words, we think, oh, it's all right, everything's okay.
Yes.
It's not so bad, it's not so bad. But my fear is going to come and hit us with disease, death, all sorts of stuff.
Yes.
We cannot say, it's nothing. Everyone bows down before the mind.
Yes, absolutely, yeah. One last point. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. So therefore we have to inform such persons that there is a check and balance system. Are you balanced or unbalanced? All right. Most people are unbalanced. Yeah, great. Theater's all cut up.
I'll liberate.
So the balance is there.
Yes, absolutely.
The person says, oh, it's nice, but I think I've understood everything. I can sail on my own.
Right.
That's not a good thing. Even Prabhupada, he was perfect soul, perfect in every way. You can't see about perfect. But he was always eager to hear from his guru.
Even Prabhupada was very eager to hear from his own purports. Prabhupada, no, why? he derived great pleasure in hearing those purports. You know why? Because those purports, we should all know, the purports that Srila Prabhupada has given us are taken, a lot of that content is taken from the previous Vaishnava commentators. So Prabhupada was in that way, yeah.
Tribhuvanath was, I just heard a lecture from Tribhuvanath, even though he left his body. Just 2 days ago, and he said that he would listen to Prabhupada's class, and sometimes he would go in Prabhupada's room, and Prabhupada would be listening to his own class.
Ah, okay.
And then he would listen, and he said, ah! And Prabhupada would say, hey, that's a really good point. What do you think of this? What do you think about this point? And then the Buddha says, yeah, that's a good point. And then one devotee said, Prabhupada, you're listening to your own lecture. And then Prabhupada says, actually, I did not speak this.
Right.
But Krishna spoke.
That's another point.
Therefore, Prabhupada can say that. But sometimes we can think, oh, Krishna spoke through me. But we have to be humble enough to recognize when it's Krishna and when it's not Krishna. So therefore, there's a check and balance.
Yes. Coming back to the check and balance. Yes.
In other words, it's what Krishna is revealing from his heart.
Yeah.
Communion, close communion with Krishna.
Yes. Yeah. He explained it with my emotional ecstasies, something like that. Yeah, correct. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Not just speculation. Not a tinge of speculation, actually. Yeah.
We also have this experience that we're very, when we're really fixed up and really caught in the mood, humble and reverential, that we really appreciate what we're doing as far as giving bhagavatam, sharing Krishna Kathak, then some magic happens. That is, we get a taste right on the spot.
Yeah.
And that taste flows through us.
Yes.
And it reaches the audience.
Krishna consciousness is all about magic. It's mystical, actually. It has that mystical dimension, of course, yes. Yeah. Very good. Hare Krishna. Jai Chaitanya Charitamrita ki, Jai Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Jai Samasta Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki, Gaur Premanandi.